So last night we divided the shiur into two. The first part we were masvid four great Talmidei Chachamim who were nifted in the last number of days. And the second part of the shiur is the theme that I would like to explore in greater depth this evening. We spoke about the charisma, the koach hatfilah that each one of us has. And tonight I would like to, with the Maamar Komos that you have in front of you, starting with page number 8, talk about the unique koach of tefillah b'tzibur. There is a comment of the Bahag. The Baal HaLachos Gedolos is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, one of the earlier Rishonim. It's unclear exactly. There are different opinions who wrote the Sefer Baal HaLachos Gedolos. But one of the most unique features of this Sefer is that the Gemara at the end of Makkos, where Chazal tell us that there were 613 mitzvahs given to Moshe at Sinai, so he did not take that number literally. And he has not hundreds of mitzvahs, but thousands of mitzvahs. And the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Sharoshim, where the Rambam lays down the parameters, what is counted, what's not counted, so the Rambam takes issue with the Bahag. Among the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Bahag counted, in the upper left-hand corner, he writes, Parshas Tachnunim. It's not clear what the Bahag had in mind when he speaks of Parshas Tachnunim as being one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So there is a rather well-known, monumental three-volume work of HaGaon Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla, who lived in Vilna and later on moved to Yerushalayim. So he contends that he wrote a parish on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Tzad Yigong. The entire Sefer HaMitzvahs of Tzad Yigong consisted probably of several thousand lines. And Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla expanded on each of the lines of Rav Sadia Gaon. Essentially, Rav Sadia Gaon is quoted once in Rashi and Chumash and Mishpatim, where Rashi notes that Rav Sadia Gaon divided the mitzvahs based on Aseret HaDibros. The 10 Dibros becomes the overall matrix, the overall chassis, the basic structure. And then underneath the Aseret HaDibros, you have the mitzvahs of the Torah, the 613 mitzvahs. They're classified in 10 categories. So the Bahag counts Parshas Tachnunim. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla contended, what did he have in mind? He had in mind the Vida, the Kohen Gadol, on the Parv Sawyer. That doesn't seem to be the sense that one has from these two words, even though the two words are very cryptic in nature, Parshas Tachnunim, what the Bahag meant. And the Ramban already, in his commentary to Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban in the third Shoresh expresses the following. And the language of the Ramban is directly below, to the right of the Bahag, he writes the following. Avala Tachnunim, what are we referring to when we speak of Tachnunim, says the Ramban? We're talking about the Parsha of Vayechal Moshe, found in Kisisa. Tchinosel shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom al ma'aseh ha'egel. He etzel Parsha Sibur. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, that in the wake of the Chet Ha'egel, Moshe Rabbeinu felt constrained to petition Hashem Yisbarach to forgive Klal Yisrael. And that's when the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim were articulated. So the Ramban claims that this is the intent of the Bahag. That is the Parshas Tachnunim that the Bahag is referring to, which is a mitzvah. And the Ramban goes on to say, Shevimena nilmo tachnunim b'shas. So essentially, the Ramban takes the position that the Parsha Tachnunim of the Bahag is the Parsha by Echal Moshe that led to the Yud Gimel Midos Sherachamim. And this is what he calls Parsha Satzibur. The Bahag counts it among the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Megillas Esther, in defending the Rambam that did not count such a mitzvah, he points out there's no need to count it because the Rambam has a din, which is well known to all of us, on the bottom of page 8 over here, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tefillah, Halach Aleph, the Rambam paskins, mitzvah say lehispala b'chol yom, the Rambam held that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. Shenemar, v'avaratim es Hashem elokeichem, this is the pasuk in Mishpatim, and the Rambam then puts together a number of drushas of Chazal, and based on that, the assumption is that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. This is, Rambam is the subject of many, many discussions among the Gedolei HaRishonim who disagree with the Rambam. He seems to be against Gemaras, especially the famous Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara comments that Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lo Kara Kriya Shema, Chozev Kara Kriya Shema. If there's a Safik whether I said Kriya Shema or not, then that's a Safik Daraisa, because Kriya Shema is a Din Daraisa, Safik Daraisa the Chumra, Mashen Kein Tvila, Safik Ispalo, Safik Lo Ispalo, Eino Chozev Ispalo, because Tvila is a Din Rabbanan, and some of the Rabbanon Lekula. But yet the Rambam paskins that tefillah is a din d'oraisa, and he quotes that pasuk, even though that pasuk is a very general kind of directive, avatam es Hashem elokechem, there are many ways to engage in avatam es Hashem, lab dafka through tefillah, it could be through kima mitzis, it could be through chesed, through benam mechavero, but the Rambam goes on to say, mipi ha-shmu alamdu sh'avodah zohi tefillah, sh'nema ul'avdam chalavavchem, omur chacham mezohi avodah shebelev zohi tefillah. So it's well known that this is the position of the Rambam, and the Megillas Esther, who generally defends the Rambam against the onslaught of the Bahag and others. So he contends the reason why the Rambam did not count this so-called Pashas Tachnunim, Pashas Hatzibur, Vayichal, Yugimel, Bidu Shavachamim, because he already included it in the Din of Tfilah on a daily basis. That's a Din D'Araisa, Ben Be'ez Sara, Ben Be'ez Harvacha. That's how the Megillas Esther understands that position. The Megillas Esther seems to be very straightforward because this machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban, kayadua, whether tefillah is a mitzvah say or not. Most Rishonim assume, like the Ramban, that tefillah is a din de Rabbanon, namely the tefillah that we daven on a daily basis, that which was enacted by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gemara Brachos in the fourth parak. That's a rabbinic ordinance, and the Ramban brings many, many rayas from all over Shas against the position of the Rambam. The Rambam sheet, however, is very unique. The Rambam contends that we're talking about a mitzvah asei min haTorah. And as I mentioned, many assume that the Rambam here in Halacha Aleph is a kind of asmachta at best, because he, as you see, cites a number of gemaras and a number of psukim. But that is the well-known machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Ramban, when he comments on this, so the gemara actually that the Rambam contends is the position of the Bahag is found right here as well on page number 8. You see the Gemara in the middle of the page that the Gemara speaks about Bris Kusa the Yudgimel Midah Shenechazes Reikom, and Rashi comments that the moment the person mentions Yudgimel Midah Shavachamim, there's a haftacha that the tefillos will be responded to. So there are distinctions of Kayadua between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim regarding this matter. Sfaradim on a daily basis say Yudgimel Midah Shavachamim, and Ashkenazim do not. They have a different practice, but the Ramban, in his position, is on page number 9. On the next page, the Ramban formulates in a very beautiful way his position regarding tefillah, that tefillah is a din rabbanan, rabbinically ordained. However, the Ramban contends that under certain circumstances, tefillah is also a din d'oraisa, namely the Eis Tzara. During a period of cataclysmic times, then tefillah takes on a different dimension. And you look at the Ramban on page number 9, the underlined section, in the middle of the page, Elavadai, the Ramban says, Kol inyan hatfila eino chov klal. It's not obligatory min haTorah, aval hu mimidas chesed habori yizbarach, that tefila is the greatest, one of the greatest acts of chesed on the part of Hashem yizbarach, oleinu sheshomea ve'oneh v'chol koreinu eilo. Hashem responds to our petition, to our bakoshes, v'ikar hakosu v'lovda v'chol avavcha mitzvah say, but the Rambam quoted this pasuk among the psukim that he cites, love the B'chol Avavchem, says the Ramban, that's no proof that tefillah is min haTorah. That's a pasuk which is of a general nature, namely a mitzvah say she'tiyah kol avodoseinu l'kel yisal le'b'chol avavenu klomar b'kavona v'tzu yoshleimu l'shmo b'ein hiru ra. Lo she'nase a mitzvah b'li kavona ala sofik ulai shmem to others. When a person does a mitzvah, he is 100% certain that the mitzvah has a specific purpose, a specific end in mind, and of course it should be done with the proper kavana. Each mitzvah has its own kavanos, and certainly one should not do a mitzvah thinking that maybe the mitzvah will have some effect, chas v'shalom, person is vadai, that the mitzvah is going to have the proper impact. So that pasuk is not a riot to tefillah. That pasuk is of a general nature. And even the pasuk the Rambam quoted, v'avatim es Hashem elokeich et mishpatim, as I said, speaks about avoda, b'ofen klali, not specifically relating to tefillah. So the Ramban, however, goes on, the lower right-hand corner, page number 9, however, and tells us that there are certain circumstances where tefillah becomes a din daraisa. And he writes, underlined section, first he continues on this pasuk of the b'chol avavchem, lomar shemichlal ha'avodah shenilmav tarasso b'shem zespalala b'es hatzoros. During a time of siege, during a time of tzara, then tefillah takes on a Torah dimension. That's what Shlomo HaMelech actually in the investiture of the Beis HaMikdash. So there he expatiates on this topic. Namely, the Ramban derives both from the Psukim in Baal Oscha and from the Psukim in Melachim, Alo Perachas, in the investiture, the Chanukas HaMikdash, that Tfilah Beis Tzara is a Din Daraisa. Because this Shlomo HaMelech elaborates on different types of Tzaras. And he writes, V'hu Ayin Shabi HaShlom Alav HaShalom, K'mo Shekosu V'yotze HaShamayim Lo Yeh Motor, if there's no rain, there's drought, U'chsiv Rov Yeh Baretz, Shidofon, Yerokon, Arbe Chasil, different types of terrible pestilence that ravages the economy, Ki Yelcha, and we have enemies, So the pasuk there tells us that Be'ez Tzara, there is a concept that tefillah is the Raisa. So in general, the Rabban Shita is that tefillah is always the Rabbanon, with the exception of Be'ez Tzara. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal many, many times contended that there's no machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabban. And he wanted to explain the two positions along the following lines. That the Rambam Shita is that existentially, our very existence is one which is so insecure, our situation, our plight is one which is so ravaged with all types of different events that occur on an ongoing kind of basis, different types of sorrows. Certainly this year, we can understand very well that position of Rav Soloveitchik in terms of the Rambam with the corona, and there's always something happening. So existentially, we're not in a very secure position. We don't necessarily have very anchored moorings, and that gives a person a sense of sometimes melancholia, sometimes depression, sometimes a sense of ennui, a frustration, and to a certain extent, life brings many exigencies to all of us. So that's the Shita Sa'anam. That existential situation is one that prompts tefillah doraisa at a doraisa level. That's an ongoing, constant situation. And that tzara is one that we live with on an ongoing kind of basis. And of course, that tzara can be utilized by a person to come closer to Hashem Yisbarach, Biyavchav Kidruchi, Podisa Osi, Hashem Kelemes. While the Ramban, in contradistinction, contends no. That when we speak about tzara, the tzara is either, as the pasuk says in Baal Oscha, v'chisavon milchama bi'artzechem al tzara tzara eschem, we're talking about a war, or Shlomo HaMelech describes a panoply of situations over there in Melachim Alei Perachas, whether it's pestilence, whether it's blight, whether it's war, whether it's other kinds of difficult situations that occur from time to time. So he's talking about a physical, cataclysmic tzara. You know, the distinction between the Ram and the Rambam is only a question of how you define the term tzara. Is tzara of an existential nature or is tzara of a physical kind of nature? That's how Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's really no machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. At the end of the day, the Shita of Ramban is very clear that the Eis tzara tefillah zidin daraisa. Maybe I'll just make a comment, ha'ara if I may, on this matter. And regarding this pasuk that the Rambam counts in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah say, hey, Tefillah Daraisa, ulovda b'chol avavchem, and the Rambam includes in that pasuk, he feels that subsumed under the rubric of that pasuk is the object of Avodas Hashem b'tefillah, and the Rambam is masig, as I mentioned,
that mitzvah tefillah is not min haTorah, but he writes be'ez tzara, there's a chiyuv to daven to Hashem, but not based on that mitzvah. The Rambam completely does not include this in minyan mitzvahs. You'll take a look at the end of the Hasoga, so the Ramban to Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Ramban counts all the mitzvahs that the Ramban forgot to count, and the Ramban feels that they should be excluded, not included in the minyan, and this mitzvah is not to be found. However, the Ramban based it, as I mentioned just now, on either the pasuk in Baloscha, the Chisavon Mechama Be'atzchem Alatzar Atzor Reschem Ba'Ariosem Bechatzotzos V'Niskatan Hashem Elokeichem, or the Psukim in Melachem Alu Periches. So let me just add to this a very well-known position of the Ramban, namely, Rechiv Tefillah Zosim in HaTorah. He doesn't mention here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but Dafka, he mentions in the Chumash. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim in the Parsha of Emor. The Torah speaks about Yom Tov as being a Mikra Kodesh. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim how to define that term. The simple explanation of that term is what Unkelus translates it, or I can translate it into English. Let's call it a holy happenstance. Namely, Mikra Kodesh. That day is called Kodesh. Eruah Kaddish is the language of the Targum. But the Rabban has a different translation. The Rabban's translation was adopted by Art Scroll. The Rabban translates it, I'll use the language of Art Scroll, a holy day of convocation. The way the Rabban writes in Chumash, in Pasha Zemor, he notes Mikra Kodesh, that all of Klal Yisrael are gathered together on Yom Tov to sanctify the day, Makadosh also. And he writes over there, Ki mitzvah hi, the mitzvah is al Yisrael, lehikoveitz beveso Elokim biyom moed. The obligation is that we should all gather on Yom Tov, lekadosh hayom befahesya, betfila, vahale lokel beksus nikia. Ramban underscores and underlines the fact that on Yom Tov, apparently, there's a mitzvah of tefila. Klal Yisrael come together, and we say Hallel, and we dress in Yom Tov raiment, Yom Tov begodim, and we make it a Yom Mishteh. So the mashmos of the Ramban is that there's a chiyuv of tefillah and haTorah on Shabbos the Yom Tov as well. Not just be'ez tzara, as he writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, but here in Parshas Emor, the Ramban contends that on Shabbos the Yom Tov there's a chiyuv of tefillah and haTorah. The truth is this position is also the position of Rashi. Over there, you look in Tevah Vayikra, in Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Lam and Hey, and also Rashi in Masech HaShavuos, and Afi Gimel and Aleph also seems to subscribe to this position as well. And Taisus actually over there, Devei Maskelo, is medactic that this is the position of Rashi, and there again, there's a big machlokes of Rishonim about this. But the Shitas Ramban, interestingly enough, here in Sefer Mitzvahs, where he tells you that Be'ez Tzara is a Din Darai, so he doesn't mention this other position of his, which is clearly enunciated and articulated in Parsha Semra, the obligation to daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the reason, of course, that the Ramban does not include it, b'pashtus al pisvara, is because in Sefer HaMitzvot he's talking about tefila qua tefila, and here in Parsha Semra, the Ramban is discussing the kiyum of mitzvah of tefila as an aspect of Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh has in it a number of elements, a number of components, and one of the components is tefila. One of the components of Hallel, and as I mentioned, the language of the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael should gather b'vesei Elokim in a shul, and they should gather on Yom Tov, l'kadosh hayom b'fahesya, b'tfila u'v'Hallel. So unquestionably, that the Ramban does explain in the Hasagas to the first Shoresh of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, that even if the Chiyuv is min haTorah, but it's included in the Asei of Simchas HaRegolim. It's not a separate mitzvah by itself, and maybe it might be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but the Prima Godim understands from the Ramban and Emor that we're talking about a mitzvah d'araisa. So the Ramban has, besides Be'ez Tzara, a din d'araisa tefila, he also has on Shabbos and Yom Tov an obligation to gather in shul and to daven to Hashem, and that's a din d'araisa. There's a very fascinating comment of the Rizkarov I found here on page number 10, when the Torah in Vayeschanan accentuates two different aspects of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. One is Kimi Goy Godol, Ashilo Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, that we are very glut in our thinking. We do things in a very yashristic kind of fashion. And that's the pasuk that I refer to actually on Shabbos, last Shabbos, Psukim in the Pashat B'Shalach, and also Psukim in Sefer Dvarim, Vasisa Yashavatov, the obligation to be honest, and to be glad completely the way one approaches every single aspect of Avodas Hashem. So the Pasuk also tells us the greatness of Klal Yisrael. This is another aspect of the greatness of the Jewish people, and that is, of course, in terms of tefillah. And the Rabban here, as I mentioned a moment ago, spoke about tefillah, beveis elokim, tefillah betzibur, and Shabbos yomtiv, adin daraisa. The Briskalov interprets this pasuk in the Vayeschanan, kimi god godol, based on the Gemara Shoshana, referring to tefillah betzibur, which is a concept that's endemic only to Klal Yisrael. It has no relevance to the Umas HaOlam. It's true the Umas HaOlam have a concept of tefillah. We know the pasuk, we're familiar with it. Pasuk Yishayo, ki beisi beis tefillah yikari l'chol ha'amim, and the Beis HaMikdash can be approached by even non-Jews. That's what the Shlomo HaMelech mentions there as well in Melachim Al Perches. However, the concept of tefillah b'tzibur, that notion of tzibur, is something which is unique to Klal Yisrael. Dafka, Klal Yisrael have a concept of tzibur, and that concept is non-existent anywhere else outside of the framework of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara speaks about, what I mentioned earlier, the bris that Hashem consummated with Yud Gimel Midah Shavachamim, Sheinan Chozas Reikon. And as Rashi says, Shim Yaskirum Yisrael, B'tfilas Ta'anisot, Einan Chozas Reikon. The bris of Medayik, Dafka Klal Yisrael. Is there such a krisas bris? And not to Umas Ha'olam, and that's the Pesukim of Kisisa, Negen Kolam Cho Esen Niflos, Asher Lo Nivru B'chol Aretz U'chol Hagoyim, that even though we have the concept of rachamim even among the nations of the world, Sefer Yonah tells us that Hashem is chanun v'racham v'rachapayim v'rav chesed, but there's no krisas bris. The concept of a covenant that was consummated exists exclusively with Klal Yisrael regarding Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, and that's embedded in this pasuk, ki mi goy godol asher lo elokim, Krovim Elov, Kashem Elokeinu, V'chol Kareinu Elov. So there is an obligation, coming back now to the Bahag, the way the Ramban interpreted this Bahag. Parsha Tachnunim refers to the Parsha here, Kisisa, Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, and this is the contention of the Ramban explaining the Bahag, and that's a separate mitzvah. This is totally disparate and totally separate from the mitzvah of Eis Tzara that's Chal on each Yochid. So essentially, even though the Megillah Esther attempted to defend the Rambam against the onslaught of the Ramban, but we have two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of a Chayves Yochid Beis Tzara, that each individual during a time of Tzara is obligated to cry out to Hashem. And secondly, there's a Chayves Tzibur, a communal obligation, which is accompanied by Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, which is a totally separate mitzvah. This idea is also found in Rabbeinu B'chaye, also found here on page 10. Rabbeinu B'chaye in Parsha Shlach, if you recall, in the context of the Meraglim, so there also there is an indication of the Midah Shel Rachamim. Of course, the Midah Shel Rachamim there are truncated. They're not quoted completely. There's quite a distinction between that which is found in Kisisa and that which is found in Shlach, and the Rishonim weigh in on that. The Ramban, Bambakom, Rabbi Bechai over here, he notes that you have Psukim, he refers to Vayida Yaakov Neda Lemar. That concept by Yidya Yaakov Ned Dalemar, Mitzvah Lindar Beis Sarah. When he said Shurim and Chulin, referred to the Taisis and Chulin Dab Beis and the Beis, top Taisis over there, where Taisis has this concept, and that may be the marker actually that Yisgar, every Yomtim is a din of Eis Sarah. Every Yomtim is also called an Eis Sarah. This is already mentioned by the Gdoli of Rishenim, based on the mission of Rosh Hashanah, that each Yomtim is a specific reference in terms of agronomics, agricultural fecundity and the like, and therefore each Yom Tov has in it its own element of Tzara, and there's a mitzvah lindar be'es Tzara, that might be the marker he said for the mitzvah lindar be'es Yisgar, that we say actually dafka and Chol Shrigolim. So he also, Rabbeinu B'chaye, in referencing the Chena Meraglim, has a similar concept, and he indicates, based on the psukim found with Yaakov Avinu, a special inyan of taking a neder based Torah. The Rambam also, on the bottom of page number 10, a famous Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam also comments that even though Tshuva and Tzaka is always acceptable by Hashem Yisbarach, but dafka, there's a period of time, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, then Kesel Asar, Yofa B'Yeser Miskabel Asi Miyad, Dirsh Hashem B'Yimotso, and Rav Soloveitchik once said a whole Tshuva is Russia, on the different periods of time, the tshuva is relevant in the course of the year. There's a mitzvah of doing tshuva kol hashana kula. We see that from Mishnayis and from Gemara Zola Mishas. And then there's a din in Chodesh Elul. Elul is Melech Masada, the Ribbono Shel Olam is approachable, eminently accessible. And then there's the period of Aser Shemei Tshuva, and there's a separate halacha of Tshuva on Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, according to other Rishonim. So Tzibur can always do Tshuva. Kol Zman Sheyasein Tshuva, V'tzoyakim B'leiv Sholeim Him Ne'anim Shenemar, Kashem Elokeinu, V'chol Kameinu Eilam. And this is borne out by many Gemaras on page number 11, the Sugya Brachos Daf Ches, where the Gemara indicates that Inak Kodesh Baruch Hu Moyes B'tfiloson Shol Rabim. That hein kel kabri lo yimos, poda b'sholom nashim v'krovli, ki b'rabim hoyu imodi. And the Gemara indicates that when is tefillah considered to be an eis rotzon, bizman sh'atzibu mispalolim. These are well-known Gemaras to all of us, they're not chidushim. And the Rambam also reflects this in Hilchas tefillah in Perches. In the middle of the page, number 11, tefillah satzibu nishmas tomid, afilu hoyu b'em chaytim, ina kodesh bochum mayes, b'tfiloson shol rabim. The figure of Tzor Chodim Lushati Batsum Matzibur will his follow Beyochid, called Manche Yochel, the his follow in Matzibur. The Koyach of Tzilah Matzibur is a Koyach Adir. And we know that Gdoli Yisrael, throughout the generations, were incredibly makbid to Daven Dafke Matzibur. And even though the Mechaber writes in Shulchanoch, Yishtadel Odom, the his follow Matzibur, but as I mentioned yesterday in the Shir, That Yishtadel was interpreted by Hagoyna Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and many other Gedolei Yisrael understood that to mean they brought Raya from Sugizim Sochim and elsewhere that it's an absolute Chiyuv. That one is Mechiyuv Al Pidin, and now in these very heady days of Corona, we have a greater appreciation of what it means to Daven Betzibur. And of course, we miss very much Davening Betzibur in the ideal kind of fashion. There are even, unfortunately, countries where they're not permitted to daven b'tzibur, or countries where tefillah b'tzibur has been curtailed severely. I just spoke to someone tonight in Toronto. They're only allowing their 10 individuals to a shul, to a mivneh, to a binyan. And so this is something that we have to really completely and totally reevaluate and reorient ourselves to daven b'tzibur, b'rovam hadras melech, as something very critical. So that's what we are discussing at this point in time. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and in the context of his davening to Hashem is brought at the beginning, where Eschanan, he davened to Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let him go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Elokim Ato Achilosa, it's on page number 12, on top of the page. But before I get to page number 12, let's just finish at number 11. I just wanted to show you from a number of tefillos that we have, that the koch of tefillah b'tzibur. We say every morning in the davening, right before the Shemoneh Esrei, Alzo Shivchu Ahuvim Rom Mukel Benos Liyadim Zviro Shiras Vizish Brachos Brachos Vehodol Semelach Kelchai Vikayim Rom Benisog Adol Benarom Ashpil Geim Mabi Ashvalim Motzi Asirim Fodei Adamim Yozir Adalim Vioneli Amo Be'ei Shavim Elo. A very clear statement that the moment a tzibur launches a tefillah, the Ribbono Shel Olam immediately responds to that tefillah. A yochid doesn't have that kind of assurance, but a tzibur has that kind of assurance on the part of Hashem is Barak. And in Aneinu as well, a very similar kind of tefillah. There also, we mention on a tainis, we say Aneinu, and of course we ask Hashem, don't look at our backsliding, but rather, Heyeno kol v'shavoseinu, yino chazdech l'nachameinu, terem nikro eilecho Aneinu, kadavar sh'ne'emar, v'hoyo terem yiko v'ani Aneinu, hoyim labim v'ani Yeshmo. That only applies to a tzibur. That concept only is relevant to a tzibur, that they are assured that the tefillahs are going to be answered. It's very fascinating. Rav Soloveitchik often quoted a sifrei that's not so well known, on page number 12, of Moshe Rabbeinu pleading with Hashem Yisbarach to let him enter Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately, all the tefillahs, Hashem told him at one point, there's a machsom, there's a blockade, Al Tosef, Daveri Lai Oy, Badavra Azeh. You're not able to do so. So Rav Soloveitchik cited a sifrei, which is found right below the Psukim of Vaschan on page 12. B'shor she'sorcho b'maisa egel, amanati v'spalalti alayhem. Moshe Rabbeinu intervened in the wake of the Cheder Egel, intervened on behalf of Hashem, of the Klal Yisrael, with Hashem. B'shamato tfilosi v'salatu l'avonam. Hayisi sovur shani imoyim b'tfilo. Behem lo ispalalu alai. What a statement that Chazal comment. They did not daven for me. In my moment of difficulty, in my moment of exigency, when I was in a crisis situation and I so much desperately was pleading with Hashem Yisbarach to enter Eretz Yisrael, they could have davened for me. V'alo advarim kal v'chomer, said the Sifrei. In tefilas yochid ala rabim, kach nishmas, tefilas harabim ala yochid al skama v'kama. If Moshe Rabbeinu's tefilah was answered by Hashem in the context of the Yud Gimel Midrash Harachamim, and he forgave Klal Yisrael, kal v'chomer b'mroshe kal v'chomer, had they davened from him, he would have entered Eretz Yisrael. And this is one of the pilei ployim that many ask. Why didn't Klal Yisrael daven for Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, his entire life was spent on their behalf. He was their surrogate, their emissary, their shliach neman. Shouldn't they have reciprocated in the context of when Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem Yisbarach he's not going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they should have davened for him? And it's clear from the Sifrei that tefillos would have been answered. This is one of the ployim, one of the seidos that we don't really understand, but we see that a tzibur has an incredible kayach that a yochid clearly does not have. The Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara directly below, the Gemara comments there on the mitzvah bikur cholim, the obligation that we have to visit those people who are not well. There are several components of that mitzvah, kayadua. The most important component, the Ramban writes in the Teras HaOdom, it's quoted by the Ramon, Shechonoch Yerdei, Hilchos Bikur Cholim, is tefillah. There are many components, the obligation to whatever one could possibly do to help the cholim, minister to their ailment, whether it's through therapies, medication, all types of therapeutics and what have you, an obligation to be mechazek, the cholim, to somehow give them idud, to give them support, moral support, to be misameach them. But the most important element is, Ramban says in Taras HaOdom, quoted by the Ramah, Yerodea is tefillah. So the Gemara in Shabbos discusses the context of this kind of tefillah on Shabbos. Is one engaged in Bikur Cholim on Shabbos? Is one engaged in Nicham Avelim on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Bekeshi, Hitil Nacham Avelim V'Vakir Cholim B'Shabbos. That's quoted in Halacha Shulchan Aruch. It's not ideal to be Vakir Cholim on Shabbos because it can bring up Tzar, and Shabbos La'eni Dita V'la the Tzar. Shabbos is given for Oneg and not for any kind of Tzar. But what's the proper Nusach? Everyone knows the Nusach. The Bikur Cholim on Shabbos, namely, Hamokim Yerachim Alecha B'Toich Chayla Yisrael. And Rashi says, Shemitoich Shekayl Anim Acherim Tfilosel Nishmas B'Zchusen Shal Rabim. Here again, you see the Koch of the Rabim, the Koch of the Tzibur and Klal Yisrael. And that's what we're makpid to say, B'Toich Shar Chol Yisrael. So again, this element of Tzibur and Eis Tzara, whether it's Ntanios or whether it's any other kind of Tzara, but joining together with the Tzibur has an incredible kind of impact, incredible kind of kayach. And this is also borne out again, Chazal comment on this in a number of different places as well. You have Sukkim actually, that in terms of the overall Yud Gimel Midrash Harachamim, the Gemara says in Brachas directly below the Sugyan Shabbos on Daf Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara said, the Chanosi es asher ochon, ava bishenu hogun. Again, this idea that the Hiratzam, Milafonai, Sheikhbushu, Rachamai, Eskasai, Yagola Rachamai, Amidosai, Visnagin Bone, Minas Rachamim, Akonisam, Mifnimashura Sadin, this concept, Hanosi, Sasha Ochon, even though one is not Hogan, one is not worthy, even though we're not Roy, Akonish Bochum, Bimidas Chazda, Betuvo, operates with us, Lifnimashura Sadin. And Akonish Bochum grants us from the Eitzer, Matnas Chinam, and that's because of Yud Gimel Midrash Harachamim that represents the idea that Hashem is Mevater. He's ready to go ahead and surrender. And this concept of Adronus would seem offhand to be not in sync with the famous Gemara. Kolaimer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yivatru Me'ayi, the Gemara says. However, Klapi the Tzibur of Am Yisrael, Hashem is Mevater Mevater. He simply is not able to weather the tefillos of Am Yisrael that are so powerful and so earth-shattering. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, Hashem has no choice. So what exactly is this nekuda when we speak about tefillos hatzibur, l'umat tefillos of the yochid? So we mentioned already a number of sources, but there are other sources as well that indicate this koyach that a tzibur has that a yochid does not have. There's a well-known comment, both of the Brisker Rav and the Rashi Chochma, found to be on the bottom of page number 12. On the Psukim, when Yosef HaTzadik was given an extra chelek, in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu told him, "Ani nasati lecha shchem achar alachecha, asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'charbi u'b'kashti." So a very, very famous Targum, he translates, "B'charbi u'b'kashti b'tzlusi u'b'usi." And everyone is absolutely thunderstruck. What exactly did the Targum have in mind when he said "b'tzlusi u'b'usi"? So both the Meshech Chochma and the Bris Galov have the same kind of comment. One refers to Tefillah B'Yachid, and one refers to Tefillah B'Tzivut. Take a look in the lower right-hand corner. It's a very beautiful comment of the Meshech Chochma. He quotes on this passage: "B'charbi u'b'kashti, tirgem unkolos b'tzlusi u'b'usi, tzlusi huseida tefillah hakavua." Moshe Omar, he quotes the Tosefta Menachos, Hasheva Chatfila Vahoda Me'akvin. But Tzlusi refers to classic Tfila. Bousi is Bakosha. Hashem Omar, what's on the Machadish Mitzilosim, Ein Kobacha Sherlon Mitzochav, quotes the Gemara in Abed Azara, it brings an Afgamina, that whether Kavan is Me'akib or not, but the idea that's expressed here is in the second column of the Meshech Chochma. He writes that the distinction between these two is really the distinction between the Yochid and the Tzibur. Pirush said, "Seder atfila shu b'tzibur, av shu b'lo kavanah miskabelas." The moment the Tzibur launches a tfila, it doesn't require the same level, the same depth, the same profundity of kavanah that the Yochid requires. "Lo kein habakosha achadosha, hitzich aliyos b'kavanah mufleges." And this is how he explains on the next column on the left-hand side, the psukim that the Targum Unkel has commented on, namely, "Bitzlusi uba'usi b'charbi u'b'kashi," says the Rabbi Simcha Kohen Mitvinsk, "v'inei cherev hu ba'atzmo mazik." Why is the Targum say "Bitzlusi uba'usi b'charbi u'b'kashi"? Because cherev, by definition, is a sword. The moment the sword is drawn from its scabbard, the sword can be lethal. "Shebarzel sheyesh lo chidud meimis b'chol shehu." The metal edge is going to be devastating. "Vein tzorech omed." But we know that the bow and arrow are markedly different. They operate depending on how taut the item is and to what extent a person can exert all types of pressure, and the tension is then greater, and then the efficaciousness of the kesher will be much more damaging. But in and of itself, the bow and arrow in and of itself is not mazik. Rach koach hamorim, atodot fi koach, how taut the item is. Which automatically doesn't have the same kind of impact as a cherev. So this again underscores the distinction between a tefillah b'yachid and a tefillah b'tzibur. So in these heady days, there's no question that we have a very, very strong need for this notion of tefillah b'tzibur, because the koach of a tzibur is incomparable, unparalleled. There's nothing comparable to a tzibur of Klal Yisrael that comes together to daven to Hashem Yisbarach. And a yochid, unless a yochid is of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, but yechidim don't have that capacity, don't have that ability to cry out to Hashem and be assured that the tfilos are going to be answered. And I think I mentioned yesterday, I heard once from the name of Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz. I heard it from Hagoyin of Chaim Shulevitz. He said over that in Parshat B'Shalach, one is obligated always to speak about the Midah B'Tochah. Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael are standing al Sfas Hayam, and Paro is pursuing them. Pasuk says over there, "Vayisu b'nei Yisrael se'enehem b'inei Mitzrayim noseh hareyem v'yiru'u ma'od v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem." Then a bit later, "V'yam Hashem HaMoshe mat titzak elai." That there's no need to daven. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. And we mentioned last night from Hagoyin, Rabbi Shulam, David HaLevi Salavetz Zatzal of Pshat in that Rashi. But the question is, why does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu not to daven? On the contrary, there's no greater, more apropos, more auspicious period of time to daven than Be'ez Sarah. So the Ramban says following. He writes that since Klal Yisrael already had a haftocha, nothing bad is going to happen to them, because Hashem already told them earlier, the beginning of the Pasha, "V'chizakti eslein paro v'radav achareyem, v'yikovda b'far v'chol chelo v'yodim mitzvayim k'ani Hashem." And mele, there's no mokum to tefila. It has no basis, because the whole obligation of tefila be'ez sara is when a person is in a situation of siege, when he's b'makom tzar, tzadik resh. When a person is in a state of siege, then there's an obligation of tefillah. But if someone is muftach b'pi Hashem b'zbarach, he knows for certain that there's an ace that's going to happen. He's going to emerge from his tzara. He's no longer an ace tzara. And there's no obligation of tefillah. So there are different pshatim, different explanations in the context of those psukim that I referred to last evening. It's interesting that the Avinezer was asked Akasha, he has in Arachayim the following Kasha. The Pasuk says, V'chisavo milchama ba'atzachem, the Pasuk quoted by the Ramban at the beginning of the Shir, V'chisavo milchama ba'atzachem al atzar atzor reschem, v'ari osa v'chatzotzos, that's midin tfilo z'oka. So he asked, what about a milchama sorishus? When Klal Yisrael goes out to a war, which is not one of the obligatory wars, not one of the milchama mitzvah, but a milchama sorishus, do we say the same thing? Is that the din? So he quotes a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the first Mishnah, that Bezim and Aleph, that the Mishnah says, Emotzian, the Mechamas of Rishus, El Pi Bezim, Shalshim Ve'echad, Burim Betumim. So we see that there's a Haftocha of Nitzachim and Melchama, even in this kind of context, it's not called the Shas Sara. There's no din of Tkias Chatzotzah. The din of Tkias Chatzotzah, the Torah has in Baloscha, is only the Chisavo, Mechamah, Be'atzachem, Alatzar, Hatzorah, Eschem, Bahariyosu, Ve'chatzotzah. But it doesn't apply under circumstances where there's no tzar, where there's no tzara. So here Hashem promised us that we will be, in effect, undergo and have a Yeshua. So there's no obligation of tefillah. That's how the Ramban understands the psukim. We find also in Tanakh, with reference to Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, when you'll take a look in Divrei Hayamim Beis, when there's a large number of people from Moab and Ammon come to Melchama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises them, don't be worried, don't be afraid, that similar Lashon that's used over here, and Bashalach is used over there, I forgot the exact Lashon, Hisyatzvu, it says, Imdu, Ruas Yishuas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. So what does Yehoshaphat do? That Yehoshaphat goes ahead and begins to engage in Shira, that he brings Meshorim to sing to Hashem Yisbarach, and they say, Hodol Hashem ki le'olam chasdo. What is the nature of that Shira? What he should be doing is he should be engaging in Zaoka. He should be engaging in Tefillah. A war is about to break out. Not singing, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he will undergo a Yeshua, there's no need for Tefillah. The Yeshua is already muftachas. The Yeshua is already assured. And now the only obligation that devolves upon him is to say Shevach Leido, Tashem is Barach, even though they were not yet saved, even though the nays did not yet occur. They say over, Asalvechi always commented, he said over from his grandfather, Abchaim Briska, the Pasuk, V'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti, Yogi alibi b'shuasecha, Ashir l'Hashem ki gomal aloi, that even someone who has bitachon that Hashem will save him, but still, that's not yet sufficient to say Shira. The Pasuk says, Yogi alibi b'shuasecha. One should feel confident that Hashem is going to carry that out. When is there an obligation to say Shira? Only kigamal aloi. Only when a person was nitzol from the tzara. But the question is, what about Yehoshaphat? I just mentioned the psukim divrei hayomim that indicate that he already set up a whole group of meshorim who were singing to Hashem and saying Hallel. How did they do that? The Yeshua did not take place. So the Briskalov says that Rab Chaim only said what he said. Someone who has bitachon that Hashem will do a nes, mikoach midas habitachon. That's what it says. V'ani bechazdecha botachti. I have bitachon that Hashem will do the nes. But if a Navi tells me, I have tocha, that Hashem's going to do a nes, then one could say Shira even before the nes occurred. Because since the Yeshua was promised by a Navi, it's no longer an eis tzara, memele tzizman, haroi l'shira. You'll take a look in the Haggadah of the Beis Halevi Mibrisk, that I think he discusses in the context of v'nemar or v'nomar, whatever your nusach is, depending on Taisis there, and the Rishonim Shira Chadosh Haluluka, but that's a fundamental yesod. Anyway, what we see from all this is the koach of tefillah, and especially the koach of tefillah b'tzibur. So, B'li Neder, in the next year, we'll just elaborate a bit further on some of these elements
the Koach HaTfila, specifically the Koach HaTfila B'Tzibur. And unquestionably, as we mentioned, during this corona period, that is really the Tzav HaShoah. All of us should be constantly engaged in Tfila, and certainly to the extent that we can, to be engaged in Tfila B'Tzibur. And Halavah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to hear our voice, Hashmi'ini Eskodech, that call that he heard in Mitzvayim, and Mitz Hashem, that call should basically break through, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoche to B'Saros Tovos, Yeshua Serechamas.
Just a quick comment.